And good evening again from Mammoth Spring High School. We are just about set for the tip-off between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Liberty Eagles. We'll get the starting lineups here as they take the floor for the two teams. The Bears in the home white uniforms, Liberty Eagles in those road red uniforms. We are waiting on the introduction here. Just should be a minute. What a good night of basketball we've had here at Mammoth Spring. This is the fourth and final game of the evening. It got underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon with the Mammoth Spring girls winning a close one against Salem, 40-39. Follow that up with a consolation semifinal. It was Mountain Home Christian Academy over Sloan Hendricks, 48-36. In the senior girls contest, game just finishing up, the Thayer Lady Bobcats, 45-39 over Hillcrest. And now the nightcap, Mammoth Spring and Liberty. Liberty Eagles, first team being introduced to the crowd. Number one, that is DeLon Lee. Number two is Jairus Acklin. Next player out is Zach Stretch, number 11. Number 23 is Zeb Corman. And then number 44, the big man, Caden Daniels, for the Liberty Eagles. Very athletic team, big team for the Liberty Eagles. Bears going to have to rebound the basketball. Talked to Coach Godwin before the game, so they've got to keep the Eagles off the offensive board. Now the Bears will head out. Number one is Justin Skaggs. He's the first player introduced to the crowd. Next out is Clint Lester, the senior. Next out for the Bears is number 22, junior Zach Quinn. Number three, another junior, that is Cole Young. And the senior, Alex Merrill, the final player for the Bears. And Alex, coming off a huge game here on Monday, went for 32 points and really only played a little over two quarters. Didn't play a whole lot there at the end of the game, a game that got out of hand with the Bears winning big. But we are set to go. It'll be a Stretch and Merrill to jump it up in the center circle, number 10, number 11, for their respective teams. We expect an exciting one here. Ball in the air, controlled by the Liberty Eagles. It'll come back to Acklin. He'll bring it up, gives it back to Stretch at half court. Bears start out here in the zone. Looks like kind of a 1-2 or 2-1-2 zone. Now they change it up a little bit. They'll come out, Stretch with the basketball, left wing. Cross the floor to Acklin. Long three-pointer is on the way. That's no good, but there's Daniels inside. And that's what I talked about. You got to keep the Eagles off the offensive boards. Daniels starts out with an easy one. Bears with the basketball. Cole Young back out to Justin Skaggs. Over to Merrill. They swing it around. Underneath now to Flint. Zach back out to Lester. Good quick passes here. Bears take it around the outside. Young with it at the free throw line. Underneath now to Flynn. He'll put it up. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Comes back out. They swing it around. Young fake the three. Drives into the lane. Comes back out. Merrill now open for three. He'll fire it up. Off the backboard. No good. Rebound controlled by Stretch. Excuse me. Ball loose on the floor. It's tipped, taken by the Liberty Eagles. With the basketball, Zach Stretch. His pass is knocked away, and then two Bears going for it. They knock it right back to the Eagles. Eagles with the basketball. Acklin on the right wing. He'll bring it out top of the key to Lee. Back to Acklin. Acklin thought about the three. Drives in the lane. Puts the shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound controlled by Alex Merrill. Alex quickly up the floor to Flynn. Flynn to the basket. Had it blocked by Stretch. Good defensive play there by the Eagles. Quickly back the other way into the basket. That is Zeb Corman for the easy two. And quickly, Eagles are up 4-0. 6-11 left to play first quarter. Mammoth Spring Bears with the basketball down by four. They'll swing it around the outside. Work it down low now. Good pass inside to Merrill on the cut for the easy two. Alex, first two of the ball game. Good passing there by the Bears. Moving the ball, getting the easy one. Stretch will cross half court on the dribble. Gives it on the left wing to Lee. Down low to Corman. Back out to Lee. Now back to Acklin, top of the key. Swinging around to try to work it into Daniels. Daniels gets it, puts it up. Can't get to go. And the rebound pulled down by Alex Merrill. Alex turns, pushes the ball up the floor. Finds Young in the corner. He faked the three twice. drives in. The little floater off the rim, no good. Lester with a rebound. Clint goes back up and puts it in. Clint Lester ties the ball game at 4. 5:16 left to play here in the first. Zach Stretch with a dribble. He'll give it to Ackland. Ackland to Daniels for 3, and that's where they want him to shoot the ball from. And we're going to have a foul underneath. I believe they're going to get Lee on the push. Actually, Stretch. Zach Stretch called for the push, his first. And the Bears will get the ball looking for their first lead here. We're tied at 4. 4:58 left to play first quarter. Merrill with it. Out to Flynn. Good ball movement here by the Bears, working around the outside. Flynn to Lester. Back out to Flynn. He's going to fire for 3. It's good. Zach Flynn, one of the better shooters on the team, knocks it down and gives the Bears a 3-point lead at 7-4. Stretch will bring it back up the floor. Goes to Ackland. Now down low to Corman. Back out to Lee. They work it inside Daniels. When he gets it that deep, there's not a lot you can do. Caden Daniels now with 4 points. 1-point ball game, 7-6. Bears with the basketball. Merrill will give it to Lester on the wing. Back out to Skaggs. They swing it around. 3-pointer on the way off the rim. No good from Cole Young. Rebound pulled down by Stretch. Zach Stretch up the floor to Lee. Lee backs it back out. Gives it to Stretch. About a 25-footer is good. Zach Stretch knocks it down. He's got his first 3, and the Eagles are back in front by 2, 9-7. Good quick pace here to start this one. Down to 3:47 to play in the first quarter. Justin Skaggs to the basketball. He'll give it off to Alex Merrill. Alex is going to hand it back off. Almost a steal there. Ackland jumped out there to get the ball. Merrill drives in, kicks it out. Young fakes, picks up his dribble, looking for help. Finds Flynn in the corner. Back out to Merrill. They swing it around. Lester to Skaggs. Skaggs picks up the dribble. Goes to Young. He goes baseline. Spins in, trying to get loose. Comes back out. Pass in the middle, almost picked off. Merrill picks it up, turns, he's wide open, he'll shoot it. And make it, by the way. Alex Merrill with 4, and we're tied at 9. Mammoth Spring Bears and the Eagles, good start here. 3:03 left to play. Lee with it on the wing. Looks out front, gives it to Ackland. Back to Stretch on the right wing. Come back across the lead. Eagles with the basketball. Ackland for 3, and he's knocked down. A foul going to be called on Merrill. Alex Merrill challenging the shot. Got a little too close. And it's going to be called for the foul. Ackland will go to the line to shoot 3. Jarris Ackland looking for his first points of the ball game. Chance to put the Eagles up by 3 if he can make them all. Gets the first one to go. Ackland will step in for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. One more for Ackland. 11-9. Liberty with the basketball. Ackland at the line. Shot on the way. It's good. Jarris Ackland with 3 points. And he'll go to the bench as number 12 checks in. And number 12. Well, I think that's Weldon. So the Bears come back the other way. Pass across the floor is stolen by Stretch, and then he lost it out of bounds. So Bears basketball down by 3, 12-9. Alex Merrill will give to Cole Young, and they'll set up the offense. Merrill in the corner to Lester, back out to Young. Back to Merrill after he gets the screen. He'll come back out to Young. It goes down the middle. Floater on the way is good. Cole Young in the scoreboard now. He's our scorebook. He's got 2. And the lead's down to 1, 12-11. Stretch up the floor to Corman. Corman drives in, puts the shot up, can't get it to go, and Lester pulls down the rebound. Quickly back the other way, Cole Young. Cole spins, puts it up, and had it blocked, but it comes out to Merrill. And it looks like Cole's okay. I thought he might have turned an ankle, but he got up slowly. He's all right, seems like. Moving fine with the basketball. Justin Skaggs. Skaggs We'll give it off to Merrill, around to Lester. Lester thought about the three, goes underneath to Flynn. Flynn puts it up. A lot of contact. Rebound comes down to the Eagles. Stretch in the middle to Daniels. Daniels' jump shot up is no good. Fight for the rebound, tipped out. And, oh, long pass. Beautiful pass from Cole Young to Zach Flynn. Zach gets the bucket. He's got five, and the Bears are back on top by one. I didn't think there was any way he could get to that, but somehow it was perfect. That was a touchdown pass. Bears really stepping up the pressure out front. Into the middle, stretch goes underneath the Corman. Corman will lay it in on the reverse. Corman now with four, and the Bears are down one, 14-13. Merrill with a basketball. Gets it over to Lester, out to Skaggs. Justin to Young. Cole back to Justin. Now they swing it around the outside. 38 seconds left to play in the quarter. Coach Godwin looks like maybe going to play for the final shot of the quarter. He'll put it in the hands of the senior, Alex Merrill. Down to 29 seconds to play in the quarter, and that's what they're doing. He's just bouncing the ball around at the half court. Going to run the clock down here and try to get the final shot of the quarter. Down one, 14-13. Down to 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Bears with the basketball. Cole Young has it now. Gets it back to Merrill. They swing it around the outside. Back to Merrill. Wide open for three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound by the Eagles. At the end of one, your score, 14-13. Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty leading the Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
Welcome back, Mammoth Spring High School, as we get ready to start the second quarter. Good first quarter of basketball. It went back and forth. Not a high-scoring game, but a lot of action. 14-13, Liberty leading Mammoth Spring. Semifinal play here in the Battle of the Border. Justin Skaggs will take the inbound from Alex Merrill. Bears looking at that zone defense. They'll give it to Merrill, top of the key, around to Young. He thought about the three. Nice cut underneath. And Alex is going to be fouled as he made the cut to the basket. That's twice now they've run that play to get someone open going to the basket. That time Merrill was fouled. So Bears will inbound. They'll bring it in to Lester way out around half court. Back to Skaggs. Justin to Merrill. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Comes back out to Skaggs. Coach Godwin calling out the play. He'll hand off to Alex Merrill. They'll bring it around to Lester in the corner to Flynn. Top of the key to Young. Good quick passes again from the Mammoth Spring Bears. Young with it in the corner, fakes the drive. Backs up now. He'll bring it back out to Flynn. Bears patient on offense here. They've already made about seven or eight passes. They continue to work it around the outside. Quint Lester pulls up from inside the, about 7 or 8 feet. Drops it in. Quint with his second field goal. He's got four. And the Bears now leading by one. Quickly back the other way. Lee pull-up jumper is good. Nice shot by DeLon Lee. DeLon Lee with his first bucket makes it a one-point Liberty lead, 16-15. These teams continue to trade leads here. Lester with it. Gives it to Flynn on the baseline. Back out to Skaggs. To Lester. He's going to take the three. It's blocked. Rebound taken out of the air by Corman. Corman drives in. And we're going to have a bucket and a foul on Justin Skaggs. Justin tried to step in and take the charge. He's a little late getting there as Corman avoided the contact. Nice athletic play by Corman. He has 6 in the ballgame now. And we'll go to the free throw line here trying to complete a 3-point play as Coach Godman wants an explanation. He's talking to the referee over in front of the bench. Free throw's no good. Rebound pulled down by Clint Lester. Quickly back the other way. To the basket. Flynn couldn't get it to go as it rolled around the inside and come out. So the Eagles now have the basketball. 18-15, Eagles with a 3-point lead and the basketball. They'll swing it around the outside. Jarris Acklin for 3, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Save back in, and good defensive play by Justin Skaggs as he took that right out of the hands of the Eagles. Jump ball is called, though. It will belong to the Liberty Eagles. Big man, Caden Daniels, back into the ball game. Eagles will inbound, looking to come in, still looking. They lob it in the middle to Daniels. Daniels' hook shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Stretch has it. He'll go back up. That shot, no good. Daniels reaching over the back, puts it up and in. Daniels kept tipping it till he could get a hold of it, and he put it back up and in, and Coach Godman wants a 30-second timeout. 20-15, Liberty leading Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Car Doctor 2 has been family owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School, the Mammoth Spring Bears, and the Liberty Eagles in a good one. It's a 5-point ball game at the about halfway through the second quarter. Bears with the basketball. Alex Merrill on the dribble out front, picks up the dribble, needs help, finds Young, gets it into the corner to Skaggs, back out to Lester. They swing it around the outside. Bears with the basketball. Merrill, he thought about the three, didn't take it. Goes in the corner to Skaggs. Back out to Flynn. To Lester. Back to Merrill. Alex picks up his dribble. Needs help. Back out front to Zach Flint. Bears, again, patient on offense here. Trying to get something good. Merrill slips in. Can't get the shot to go. And the big man, Daniels, pulls down the rebound. Lee going to pull for 2. It's good. That's 4 points now for DeLon Lee. And the Eagles now have built their lead to 7. With the basketball, Mammoth Spring Bears, Justin Skaggs picks up the dribble, comes out to Merrill. Alex thought about the 3, didn't take it. Swings it around to Lester. Lester goes baseline, pull-up jumper is on the way. It's no good. Ferris Acklin. Jarris, I'll get it right in a minute, with the rebound, and now they're going to get a, what was the call? Was that a foul call? It's going to be Mammoth Spring basketball. 4:50 left to play, 22-15. Bears with the basketball. Inbound play. They'll bring it in to Skaggs. Justin sets it up now for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Winner of this one will take on Hillcrest in the championship game on Saturday. Back out front. Bears moving around the outside. Skaggs in the corner, stolen by Stretch. Good defense by Zach Stretch. Going to the basket, steps around the defense, puts it up left-handed, no good. Back the other way. Zach Flynn to the basket, and he's called for the charge. Zach Flynn called for the charge, his first, as he took it all the way into the basket. Good defense again from the Liberty Eagles. 22-15, still your score. Bears will set up the defense here, down 7. Stretch with the basketball. Had it slapped away by Young. Gets it back. Pass up the floor. Stolen by Merrill. Good two-hand pass up the floor. Now off to Young. Young puts it in. Cole Young with 4. Bears back to within 5 points. With the basketball. Eagles headed up the floor. Daniels going to fire for 3. It's on the way. No good. Merrill had it. Had it slapped away. Picked up by Stretch. Zach Stretch. with another bucket. He's got five. And the lead's back out to seven, 24-17. Bears with the basketball. Flynn into Skaggs, out to Young, to Flynn. Flynn, pull-up jumper off the glass is good. Zach Flynn now with 7 points in the ball game. Makes it a five-point game again. Quickly, Eagles head back up the floor. We got a three-on-one stretch. Pass inside is tipped by the Bears. He goes out of bounds. Touch last by Alex Merrill. It'll belong to the Liberty Eagles. Eagles will set it up underneath their own basket. Referee right now talking to Zach Stretch. Getting a chuckle from something they said. Stretch set the inbound, still looking, trying to find someone to come into. Comes way out front to Lee. Lee with Young on him. He'll pull up just outside the free throw line. No good. Fight for the rebound. Daniels, he puts it back up. No good. And Lee comes flying to the floor over here. It looks like he hit his knee on that concrete. And the Eagles, DeLon Lee, laying here in front of us, hit his knee on that floor as he went down. And he is down. Hopefully he's okay. The coach for the Liberty Eagles is down here to check it out. We will take a quick break. We'll come back more in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best touch puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
We are back. Good to see the young man got up. He walked back down the floor to the bench. Looks like he's gonna be fine. Didn't seem like he was limping or anything. But he come down on this concrete floor right here in front of me on his knee. I mean, hit his knee on the floor. With the basketball, Mammoth Spring Bears down five. Skaggs with it. He'll give it to Merrill. Over to Lester on the left wing. Back out to Skaggs. They swing it around now to Young. Young looking inside. Comes back to Skaggs. Bears content here to move the ball around the outside, trying to find an opening here against this zone defense. Lester with it. Lester hesitated. Had it slapped away, and there's going to be a foul called on Jairus Acklin. Acklin reaching in, trying to make the steal from behind. Called for the foul, his first. And with 2:43, Bears will inbound. Trailing by five. Cole Young hands off to Alex Merrill. They'll set up the offense. Into the corner to Skaggs, out to Merrill. To Flynn. Flynn, top of the key, thought about the three. Didn't take it. Young will take it. Long three-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebound. And then a couple of Eagles fighting for the ball. Bear fans wanted to travel, but looks like they were pretty well standing still, and they'll bring it up the floor. Zach Stretch with the basketball. Goes to Jairus Acklin on the left wing, excuse me, right wing. Back outside, inside. Pass is stolen. Alex Merrill with it. Quick pass up the floor to Young. Young across the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds. Touch last. Oh! Now they're saying that it was Eagle ball. I thought someone knocked it out. And they're saying, no, he stepped out of bounds on the baseline. They're on the far end of the floor, so I couldn't see it from here. But they said Cole Young stepped on the baseline as he made that drive before the pass. So the Bears give it up. Eagles have the ball back, leading by five. Acklin with it out front. Jairus will pull for a long three. No good. Rebound is tipped just enough to get it over the head of the Bears and defenders. They go inside to Daniel. Daniel puts it up. And there's going to be a foul called. He is just so strong. He gets that block, and there's not a whole lot you can do to move him. Eagles will have the ball. That foul on Lester is his first. Inbound play. They'll bring it in, number 12, Weldon. Weldon almost lost it, saves it back into Acklin. Acklin down the lane to Corman. Corman puts it up and in. Nice move there by Zeb Corman. He's got eight now, and it's back to a seven-point lead. Cole Young, he's going to pull for two, and he's knocked down. Cole Young. hits the bucket and was pushed after the shot. Jairus Acklin called for the foul. Cole made the bucket, and he'll go to the free throw line trying to complete a three-point play. Cole knocks it down. And he was fired up after making that shot. Good to see the enthusiasm from the Bears there with a nice field goal. Lee has it, gives it over to Stretch. Back over to Weldon. Weldon couldn't get to it. They said touch last by the Bears. It'll be Eagle basketball. Zach Stretch will bring it in to Lee. They'll look at this pressure here from the Mammoth Spring Bears. Knocked away by Cole Young. Diving on the floor is Lee. Young gets it. Young to the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound's tipped out. And we're going to have a collision with Stretch and Lester. And I think they're going to call. What did they call? They called a foul, I believe. No, they called out of bounds to the Bears. Eagles touched it last. Wow, there was a lot of contact on that when the two collided. Bears with a basketball down by four. 56 seconds left in the half. Merrill with it out to Flynn. Back to Alex, back to Zach now as they swing it around the outside. They lob it in to Merrill, back out to Skaggs. He's going to fire for three. It's a little long. Rebound taken down by Corman. Corman up the floor, had it knocked away by Flynn. And now we got a whistle, and it's going to go the other way. I believe they're going to get Corman for a foul. Zeb Corman called for the foul after Flynn made the steal. He tried to get it back. We're down to 37 seconds left here in this first half. Mammoth Spring Bears with the basketball down by four. Alex Merrill gives it over to Lester, back to Merrill. Merrill, nice pass underneath to Flynn, who missed the layup. Stretch now with it. Up the floor, and it's knocked away by Skaggs. Good defense. Again, Bears are active out here defensively. Deflecting the ball, I mean, just about every pass. They're getting a fingertip on it. With the basketball now, Lee out front. On the drive, trying to get around Young. Gives it off to Weldon. Weldon back over to Lee. Lee to Stretch. Inside to Corman. Corman puts it up. Can't get it to go. Goes back up, and we're going to have a foul called on the Mammoth Spring Bears. Looks like Merrill had the ball up high, but kind of got him down low with a little bit of body. Alex called for his second. That'll send Corman to the free throw line where he makes the first free throw. Corman having a good first half. That is his ninth point. He's the leading scorer for the Eagles so far. 1.9 left here. And the referee blew the whistle and stopped play. I don't know, he's talking to Zach Flynn. Like Zach had moved off of the line. The shot's on the way, and that's got to be a foul on Stretch. Just a blatant push there. Getting a little chippy out there as he shoved Flynn in the back. The referee standing right here watching, right in front of him. Bears looking to come in. They'll lob it in, and it's stolen by Stretch. He'll shoot from half court. It's no good. Your score at the half, 27-22. Liberty Eagles lead the Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Being a student at Mammoth Spring School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations towards future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
And I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success. Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic is taking new patients in their state-of-the-art clinic. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, or call 417-264-7136 for an appointment for exceptional family care. See Dr. Sarah Williams and nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton, Sheila Marler, and Amber Long at OMC Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63 at the State Line in Thayer.
And again, welcome back. Halftime here at Mammoth Spring High School. Good ball game. Liberty Eagles leading the Mammoth Spring Bears 27-22 at the half. A game that's went back and forth. It was close at the end of one, 14-13. Liberty with a one-point lead. They built that lead out to as much as eight. Bears cut it back to four at one point, but it is back out to five now, 27-22. Looking at the scoring, Zeb Corman leading the Eagles right now with 9 points, 6 for Caden Daniels, 5 points for Zach Stretch, 4 points for DeLon Lee, 3 for Jairus Acklin. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, good balance scoring, 7 apiece for Cole Young and Zach Quinn, and then 4 apiece for Alex Merrill and Quint Lester. Both teams have battled tough here in this first half. Got a good ball game, 5-point game at the half, 27-22. Now it's a little bit of foul trouble for both teams. Alex Merrill with 2 first half fouls for the Mammoth Spring Bears. For the Eagles, Acklin along with Stretch and Corman all have 2 fouls apiece. It's the fourth and final game here on the day and the final game of the first round, of the semifinals here from the Battle of the Border. If you weren't with us earlier tonight, in the opener, it was the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a 40-39 win over Salem. Bears advance to the championship where they'll meet the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Lady Bobcats with a win over Hillcrest, 45-39 in their matchup just before this. The other boys' contest tonight in the consolation bracket, it was Mountain Home Christian Academy with a win over Sloan Hendricks, 48-36. So this is the fourth game, setting up a busy Saturday of basketball. Games will get underway at around noon. At noon, it will be senior girls action on the consolation side. Koshkonong will play Calico Rock. Following that, at around 1:30 in the boys' consolation, it'll be Mountain Home Christian Academy and Calico Rock. At 3 o'clock, the third place girls game, we'll see the Salem Lady Greyhounds take on Hillcrest. Then at 4:30, it'll be the third place boys game. It'll be Bakersfield, and whichever team loses this game will play Bakersfield at 4:30 on Saturday. Then at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the girls championship, like I said, Mammoth Spring will take on Thayer. We'll be here for that one on K-Country 95. And then at 7:30, the boys championship, Hillcrest will battle the winner of our contest here between Mammoth Spring and Liberty. All right, the Bears are back out on the floor. We've still got about 5 minutes left here in the half. Want to say thank you to our Bear Boosters for the season. They include Clary Funeral Home in Mammoth Spring, Thayer and Alton, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings in Thayer and Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, and Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. Those are your boosters for Bear basketball. We are about 5 minutes away from our second half of play. We'll take another break. Back with more in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like home-cooked meals. choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
The community bankers of FNBC and you.
My name is Boyd Jackson. I am 96 years old. Right across the street from where I live is the bank. I've been doing business with them for 72 years. In 1941, I borrowed $150 and bought a team of mules to farm with. Had account with them ever since then.
FNBC and you, better together. Member FDIC.
Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. The Bears continue to warm up and get some shots up here at the half. Again, want to say, it has just been a fun week of basketball here at Mammoth Spring High School. Great tournament. This third annual Battle of the Border. The hospitality room, absolutely fantastic tonight. Enjoyed all the good food there. Had a little bit of everything there. Had some chili. There was some ribs, and just like I said, a lot of good food there to eat. Sure don't go away hungry when you come do these tournaments here as an announcer. Appreciate the hospitality room here at Mammoth Spring. Bears, again, they are getting warmed up. No sign of the Liberty Eagles. We're down to about 2 minutes left here in this halftime break. Again, remind you, we've got more basketball on the way tomorrow night. The Thayer Bobcats down at the Lyon College Tournament. They'll take on Batesville. You don't want to miss out on that one. Should be a dandy. Bobcats coming off a big win over Greer's Ferry Westside last night. And then, of course, Saturday, like I said, we will have lots of basketball depending on what happens here. We'll know more about what times everybody's going to play after this game and then the Bobcats game on Friday. But we do know we will have lots of basketball for you Saturday, so be sure to keep listening for details. All right, we are just about a minute away from our second half of play. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. We are just about set for the start of our second half of play between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Liberty Eagles. The Bears in their huddle right here in front of us with Coach Godwin and Coach Cornegay down on the other end of the floor talking to his Liberty Eagles. Looks like they'll go back to their starters here as we start this second half. We'll see as the Bears take the floor. It will be Eagle basketball to start the second half, leading by five. Coach Godwin in no hurry here. He gets them sent back out. They go back to their starters. And we'll get them for you as they head up and down the floor here with Flynn, Lester, Merrill, Young, and Skaggs. For the Eagles, you've got Lee, Stretch, Daniels, Acklin, and Corman. Corman with the basketball guarded by Lester. Shot inside. They start right off the bat working it into the middle to the big man, Daniels, and he gets an easy two. 8 points for Daniels, and it's a 7-point Eagle lead. Alex Merrill puts it up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Alex got a hand on it. Tipped it back out to Lester. Back to Flynn. Zach to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Zach Flynn now with 9 points. And the Bears back on defense. Lee with it. Gives it to Stretch underneath all alone. Daniels had his shot blocked from behind by Alex Merrill. Beautiful block by Alex. Now Cole Young for three. Oh, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lee. Bears with a on defense now. Excuse me. Lee with the basketball. Drives in, and he traveled. Travel called on DeLon Lee. So the Bears will get the basketball back. Down by five. 5 point Eagle lead. Alex Merrill in no hurry as he walks across half court, gives it to Young on the right side. Back to Merrill. They swing it around the outside. Merrill has it. They quickly jump out on him. Back to Flynn. Now to Skaggs. Skaggs for three. It's on the way. Off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by the Eagles. Stretch with it. Zach Stretch on the dribble. Trying to get free from the defense. Goes out to Acklin. Acklin from 30 feet away. Couldn't get it to go. Long rebound comes down to Cole Young. Colt will back it back out now. Sets up the offense. Finds Lester top of the key. Over to Skaggs. Now to Merrill. To Young. Young wide open for three. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Stretch. So the Bears come out cold here in this third quarter. They missed a couple of open threes. If they get settled in here, they're only down five. Still plenty of time to play. Lee with it. Lee looking inside, comes out to Acklin, around to Stretch. Stretch on the left wing. He's guarded by Skaggs. Inside, the ball's tip, picked up by Corman. He'll go to the basket, put it up and in. Zeb Corman, leading scorer in the ball game. He's got 11, and the Eagles are back up by 7. With the basketball, Skaggs out front. Gives it to Merrill. Merrill thought about it, drives in. Off to Flynn. Flynn's pass is tipped and touched last by the Eagles. So Bears will have it on the baseline. Trying to work it in the middle. They turned it, or almost turned it over there. But it went out of bounds, so it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. 31-24. Clint Lester takes the inbound. They bring it around the outside to Skaggs. Over to Merrill. Merrill's going to fire for three. That's off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Corman. Eagles with the basketball, leading by 7. Stretch for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound inside. Corman with it. Back up and in. The size and strength of the Eagles right now taking it, having an effect on the Bears. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Flynn over to Merrill. Alex thought about the three. Didn't take it. Comes back out front to Skaggs. Justin over to Flynn. Flynn for three. That's no good. That's the third three the Bears have took that's really not looked close, and they've been pretty open. Back the other way. It's a 9-point lead, the biggest lead of the ball game for the Eagles. They work it around the outside. Stretch back out to Acklin. Another long three-pointer. I mean long three-pointer. He's three steps behind the three-point line. It's no good. Bears with the basketball. They head the other way. Still down 9. With the basketball. Lester now for three. That's on the way. That's no good. Again, Bears continue to miss the threes, and Lee's headed the other way all by himself. He'll put it up and in. DeLon Lee with 6 points, and Coach Godwin has seen enough. He wants a timeout. 11-point Liberty lead, 35-24. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and Double O Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
And again, back here at Mammoth Spring High School, the Bears trailing by 11 now. Biggest lead of the game for the Liberty Eagles, 35-24. Winner of this one again will play Hillcrest on Saturday at 7:30. The team that loses will play the Bakersville Lions at 4:30 on Saturday. So We'll know, like I said, we'll know more about what time we're going to be having games for you on K-Country on Saturday after we get done with tonight and tomorrow night's action. We do know that Thayer and Mammoth Spring girls will play on Saturday for the championship, and we will have that one, and that will be at 6 o'clock Saturday evening. With the basketball, Alex Merrill will bring the ball up the floor on the dribble. Bears need to get some points here, see if they can cut into this lead. Flynn into Young. Free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound by Stretch. Stretch is going to push the ball up the floor. Good quick pass. They work it underneath. Now back to Daniels. He can't get it to go. Rebound by Foreman. No good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Merrill. The Bears fortunate there. Eagles missed a pretty easy one. With the basketball, Merrill trying to go baseline. He's cut off. Comes back out. They swing it around to Skaggs. Bears can't get anything to fall here in this second half. They've had some open threes. Just can't get them to go in. Zach Flynn with the basketball goes down on the baseline to Lester. Lester tried to go up with it, and it's blocked, taken by Daniels. And a foul is going to be called on Cole Young. Cole called for his first. Eagles will have the basketball, leading 35-24, 3:16 left to play third quarter. Pass over to Acklin. Jarris with the basketball. Comes back out to Lee. Lee's pass is blocked by Young. Young blocked the ball, gets it back, now goes up for the layup and had missed it and drew the foul. He heard footsteps. Cole kind of slowed down. He heard someone coming in behind him. And now stretch out a leg down there. Looks like he might have got hurt. And he's walking it off. He's going to be okay. Cole Young at the free throw line trying to cut into this 11-point lead. Trying to get the Bears some points. They struggled offensively here in this third quarter. Got that one to go. 8 points now. That's just the third point of the quarter for the Mammoth Spring Bears. We played 5 minutes. Second free throw for Cole is on the way, and it's good. So Young gets them both. He's got 9 points. And the lead's back to 9, 35-26. Lee gets it to Stretch. Stretch on the dribble to Daniel. He's going to fire for three and knock it in. Caden Daniel, he likes to shoot that three. We've seen him do it a couple of times tonight. He finally gets one to go and stretches the lead back out to 12. 38-26. Zach Quinn puts it up. A lot of contact, no call. Rebound fought for, and we're going to have a travel called on Zeb Corman. It'll belong to the Mammoth Spring Bears. Bears will get the ball on the baseline. With the basketball, Cole Young looking inbound. Still looking, trying to find someone to throw it into. Brings it in to Flynn, to Lester. Back to Young. Young, baseline, kicks it back out to Flynn. Now to Lester. Flynn drives to the basket, puts it up, blocked by Daniels. And he is hard to shoot over. Stretch is going to fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Merrill. Merrill up the floor to Young. Young back to Merrill, and he lost it on the floor. Good defense by Zach Stretch. All the way the other way, Daniel up and in. Caden Daniel with 13 now in the ball game, and the Eagles starting to pull away now, leading by 14. Merrill with the basketball. Alex back out to Flynn. Flynn to Lester on the baseline. Quint back out to Skaggs. They swing the ball around the outside. Bears inside to Young. Young, pull-up jumper's good. Cole Young now in double figures with 11. He leads the Bears in scoring. Makes it a 12-point ball game, 40-28. Back the other way, Daniel all the way at the basket, puts it up and in and draws the foul. Caden Daniel with 15 on the reverse layup there. Drew the foul. He'll go to the line. That foul, I believe, on Zach Flynn is his second. Good move by the big man. Showed his versatility here. He hit the three a few minutes ago, took that one to the basket, shot a reverse layup. Missed the free throw, though, and the rebound's pulled down by the Bears. Down to a minute 25 to play third quarter. Alex Merrill with the basketball. Gives it to Skaggs, back to Merrill. Merrill into Young. Young pull-up jumper is good. Cole Young hit that from the free throw line again. He's got 13. Lee inbounds to Stretch. Bears knock it out of bounds. Touch last by Justin Skaggs. Bears down by 12, 42-30. Still lots of time. Inbound to Lee. Lee to Weldon. Back over to Lee. They push it up the floor to Daniel. Daniel now another long three-pointer. That is good. He is warming up. Daniels now with 18 points. Caden Daniels. Bears back down by 15 now. 45-30. Pass inside is knocked away. Triple team on stretch. Jump ball is going to be called. And Cole Young reaches down, helps stretch back up off the floor. Good sportsmanship. The ball will belong to the Mammoth Spring Bears on the alternating possession. Bears' Alex Merrill gives it to Skaggs. Skaggs looking inside, back out to Merrill. Down to 36 seconds to play in the quarter. They bring it across to Skaggs, out to Merrill, now to Flynn. Flynn for three, it's good. Zach Flynn knocks down the three. He's got 12. And the Bears are back to within 12. 45-33. Stretch with it up to Weldon. Weldon will hold up. They'll set up the offense. 13 seconds left to play. Good pass. Jarris Acklin underneath for an easy two. He's got five, and the Bears are down 14. 47-33. Liberty leading Mammoth Spring. Merrill going to pull for three. It's no good. Your score at the end of three quarters, 47-33. Liberty Eagles lead the Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth and final quarter in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic is taking new patients in their state-of-the-art clinic. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome or call 417-264-7136 for an appointment for exceptional family care. See Dr. Sarah Williams and nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton, Sheila Marler, and Amber Long at OMC Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63 at the State Line in Thayer. Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Liberty Eagles out to a 14-point lead now, 47-33 over the Mammoth Spring Bears. Winner advances to the championship to meet the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles, the top seed, fifth-ranked team in the state of Arkansas in 1A. They're waiting on the winner of this one. With the basketball, Daniels inside, and he's going to be fouled as Cole Young tried to reach from behind and take it away from him. Cole Young called for his second. So the Eagles will inbound. Looking to come in, still looking. They're going to bring it all the way out to Acklin. Jarris will give the ball off to Weldon. He's going to fire a long three-pointer. That's no good. Clint Lester with the rebound. Bears quickly back the other way. Flint pulls for three. It's on the way. It's good. Zach Flynn, that's two in a row. He's starting to warm up a little bit. Makes it an 11-point ball game. Lee with it up to Acklin. Acklin drives in, and what's the call? I think they're going to call the charge on Acklin. Jarris Acklin called for the offensive foul, his third. And the Bears will get the ball back down by 11, 47-36. Right now trying to get some moisture off the floor. Referee's got a towel out down on the far end. 7:20 left to play, just underway here, fourth quarter. Bears and the Eagles trying to make their way into the championship game. Cole Young with the basketball. He'll cross half court on the dribble. Gives it down to Lester. He pulls up for the jumper. It's good. Clint Lester now got 6 points in the ball game. Bears again with the press, and Liberty wants a timeout. 47-38, Eagles by 9. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And hey, welcome back again. Mammoth Spring High School, your score 47-38. Mammoth Spring Bears trail the Liberty Eagles. Eagles will have the ball out of the timeout. A little pressure here from the Bears, but they've been pressing the ball most of the night. Eagles inbound. Lee has it. He turns, looks for help. Double team, throws it up the floor to Weldon. Weldon on the dribble. Back across the floor to Ackland. Jarris drives in the lane, holds up, and is tied up. Jump ball is caught. Mammoth Spring Bears, Cole Young with a nice defensive play, tied the ball up. 47-38. Bears get the ball back, down by nine. Still lots of time left. Merrill with it. He'll give it up to Skaggs, back to Young. Young over to Flynn, across to Merrill. Merrill drives down the lane, puts the shot up and in. Alex Merrill with a nice bucket down the lane. Steal by Flynn. Out to Merrill. Alex drives in, kicks it out. Skaggs for three. It's good. And Liberty wants another timeout. Bears are back in at 47-43. A couple of big defensive plays. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you got to try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family. Head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
And again, welcome back. Big comeback try here by the Mammoth Spring Bears. They were down by as many as 14. They've cut it back to four now, 47-43. Liberty will have the basketball. Eagles look to inbound. They'll bring it in to Ackland. Now to Stretch. Stretch will break the defense, gets it off to Lee. In the corner, Daniels back out to Lee. Eagles with the basketball and a four-point lead. Stretch has it. Comes back out to Lee, top of the key. Back to Stretch on the left wing. He looks for help, comes back to Ackland. Patient here on offense as they move the ball around the outside, leading by four. Ackland with it, looking inside, comes to Lee. Lee down low to Corman. Corman back out to Lee. Back out to Stretch, a 30-footer on the way is no good. Wow. In a close game, and he pulls up from 8 foot behind the three-point line. Bears back the other way, Cole Young. Out to Skaggs, they swing it around the outside. Skaggs, pass in the middle, almost lost it. Merrill put the shot up and in. Alex Merrill with a tough shot over Daniels. It's a two-point ball game. Bears with the bass are on defense now. Ackland on the dribble, up the floor to Corman. Corman puts the shot up, can't get it to go. Ackland follows, no good. Daniel follows, no good. Fight for the ball, and we got a foul inside. The Eagles got three opportunities there and an easy one inside. And the Bears couldn't pull down the offensive rebound. That foul on Quint Lester was his second. Or couldn't pull down the defensive rebound, I shouldn't say. 5:25 left to play in the ballgame. Ackland's free throw is good. Jarris knocks it down. He's got six. Big free throw there makes it a three-point ballgame. Ackland will set for the second. It's on the way, and it's no good. And that's got to be a foul blockout by Zach Flynn as he blocked out Corman. Corman came over the back. Foul was called. Bears really aggressive here in this fourth quarter. They've cut this lead back to three. They've got the ball back. Cole Young back to Merrill. Alex up the floor to Flynn. Flynn thought about it, didn't take it, comes back out to Skaggs. Bears, Quint Lester for three. It's good. Clint Lester got the nice bounce, tied the ball game at 48. Pass across the floor, stolen by Flynn. Back up and in. Zach Flynn with 17, Bears by two. Daniel now with it. Daniel drives in and runs over Clint Lester. That takes some nerve. Clint Lester stepped in front of Caden Daniels, the big man for Liberty, took the charge. For Daniel, that's just his first foul. He's going to come out, though. Weldon will check in. A little more speed and ball handling. Bears with the basketball now leading by two. What a comeback. So they were down by 14 here in this second half. Alex Merrill with the basketball. Gives it off to Young, over to Flint. Flint back out to Skaggs, to Lester, to Merrill. Alex thought about the three, didn't take it. Comes back out to Young. Down to 4:38 to play. Merrill wanted to take the three, didn't take it. He's got Lee on it. He'll give it back out to Skaggs. Bears in no hurry here. They lead by two. Pass is going to be tipped and almost stolen. Good hustle by Cole Young to get to that loose ball. Skaggs has it down to 4:20 to play in the ball game. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Cole Young off to Merrill. Alex guarded by Stretch. Zach Stretch all over it, and they gives it off to Skaggs. Skaggs now with the count on, needs help, gives it to Young. Cole looking inside, back out to Merrill. Bears run a little bit of a weave here, taking some time off the clock. Young with it down to 3:53 to play. Still lots of time, lots of basketball left. And we got a timeout call by Coach Godwin. Wow, 50-48, Mammoth Spring by two. 3:47 left to play. We'll take a break. Back here in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. The Bears with a big comeback here to get back in the lead in this ballgame. They were down by 14. It's a 16-point turnaround. 50-48 right now. Bears leading by two, leading scores in the ballgame. Zach Flynn has 17 to lead the Mammoth Spring Bears. Got 13 for Cole Young. For the Liberty Eagles, they're led by Caden Daniels with 18, 12 for Zeb Corman. So most of their points have come from the big guys inside, Corman and Daniels. Bears will have the basketball up by two, 3:47 left to play. They've run about a minute off the clock here, just passing the ball around this trip down the floor before Coach Godwin called the timeout. Inbound play here. Justin Skaggs will trigger the ball in, brings it in to Flynn. Flynn off to Merrill. Merrill puts it up and draws the foul as Stretch pushed him in the back. So Alex Merrill to the free throw line, trying to build on this two-point lead. For Stretch, that is his second foul at the line. Alex Merrill to shoot the two. He was in the act of shooting. Merrill's first free throw is on the way. It's good. Alex now becomes the, well, actually that's nine. I started to say he's in double figures. Not yet. He's got 9 points now and makes it a three-point Bear lead. Second one is on the way. In and out, no good. Daniel with a rebound. His pass is deflected by Young, but picked up by Lee. Off the stretch. Stretch with the basketball, and that's going to be a foul. Justin Skaggs playing a little too close there, trying to deny the sideline to Stretch. So Eagles will inbound down three, 3:37 to play. DeLon Lee out front, looking to the sideline for the call. Gets the screen out front, hands off the stretch. Pass in to Daniel. Daniel puts it up and draws the foul. Caden Daniel with 18 points now goes to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws, and that foul on Alex Merrill was his third. Shot on the way is good for Daniels. Daniels with 19. We're set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Good free throws there for Daniels. 20 points now. Bears by one. Skaggs with it. Needs to get it across half court. Does to Merrill. Over to Young in the corner to Lester. Quint looking for help. Drives in. Off to Young. Young puts it up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Merrill with it. He'll pull it out. Gives it to Flynn. Flynn for three. In and out. No good. Rebound Foreman. Almost a steal. Stretch with it. Pushes the ball up the floor. Drives in. Pull-up jumper on the way is no good. Merrill with a rebound. 1-point lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Merrill to the basket. Puts it up, and he's going to draw a foul. I believe they're going to get stretched for the foul. If they do, that'll be his third. Alex Merrill will go to the free throw line to shoot two, trying to build on a 1-point lead. They said that foul was on Lee. Excuse me, on number two, Acklin, his fourth. Shot by Merrill's good. Merrill now in double figures with 10. The third Bear in double figures. 2-point lead, 52-50. Alex's second one is on the way. It's good. So Alex knocks them both in. He's got 11, and the Bears are leading by three. 2:47 left to play. Mammoth Spring back on defense. And their defense has been good here in this second half. Stretch thought about the three, didn't take it. Gets it to Acklin, out to Lee. Down to 2:33 to play. Acklin has it on the wing, Merrill on him. Over to Stretch, he has Young on him. Nice pass underneath to Lee, and he is fouled as he tried to go up with it. I believe Zach Flynn got him. Zach Flynn picks up his third, so Bears getting in some foul trouble. If this was to go into overtime, it could be a problem. Merrill and Flynn both with three. Lee at the free throw line shoots the first one up and in. DeLon Lee with 7 points. Makes it a 2-point ball game. 2:26 to play. Second one is on the way and it's good. Lee gets them both. He's got eight. Bears will inbound. Pressure here from the Eagles. Young with it. Young across to Skaggs. Skaggs on the dribble. Up to Lester. Quint off to Flynn for an easy two. Beautiful pass from Quint Lester to Zach Flynn. Bears back by three, 55-52. Stretch with the basketball, gives it to Lee in the corner. Lee on the dribble, hands off to Acklin. Long three-pointer on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound, save back in. It's going to go into the backcourt. Right, the Bears have it though. Acklin tried to save it back. Mammoth Spring with it, goes to the basket. And we got a block shot by Lee. Good defensive play. And Coach Cornegay down there on the opposite end of the floor called the timeout. 55-52. Bears by three. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. What a ball game. This team has went both ways. The Eagles had a nice run where they built a big lead. Bears had a nice run where they come back. Now the teams are just going back and forth trying to finish this one off. Mammoth Spring leading by three, 55-52. Been a big night for several players for both teams. For the Bears, Zach Flynn leading the way with 19 points, 13 for Cole Young, 11 for Alex Merrill, 9 for Clint Lester. For the Eagles, they were led by Daniels. Daniels with 20 points, 12 for Zeb Foreman, and then 8 for DeLon Lee. Lee has the basketball out front. On the dribble, gives it to Stretch. Stretch back to Lee. In the corner to Daniels. Daniels looks at the three. They back off of him. Back out to Acklin. Down to a minute 32 to play. Eagles moving the ball around the outside. Looks like maybe trying to get the open three. They got it there with Stretch. He can't get it to go. Corman underneath the Daniels. His shot no good. Rebound by Flynn. And we're going to have a foul on a reach-in on number 44, Daniels. Zach Flynn going to head to the free throw line. Big free throw here. This could make it a two-possession ball game if Zach can knock one of these down. It's a 1-1. That was the seventh foul on the Eagles, so needs to get this first one. Zach steps to the line. The junior puts the shot up and in. No doubt about it. 20 points for Zach Flynn. Having a big night here in a big game. Semifinals of the Battle of the Border. Second one on the way is good. 21 for Flynn. 57-52. Bears by five. Stretch with it. Gives it to Lee. To Acklin. Acklin underneath to Lee. He'll put the shot up and in. Good shot by DeLon Lee. He's in double figures with 10. Bears by three with the basketball. A minute three. Flynn with it. Back out to Merrill. Over to Lester. Lester fakes, and he's going to be fouled. Stretch comes flying through the air to try to stop the shot. Come down on the back of Clint Lester. Clint will shoot the 1-1. Again, big free throws here. The senior steps up to make it a two-possession ball game. 57 seconds left to play. Lester at 9 points on the night. Shot is on the way, and it's in and out. No good. Rebound to the Eagles. Eagles head the other way. 56 seconds left. Three-point ball game. Still anybody's game. Stretch with it. Passes out to Acklin. Acklin back out to Lee. Over to Daniels. He's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound by Young. Cole will hand off to Merrill, and Merrill is fouled by Acklin. Not a good foul. Acklin picks up his fifth with 39 seconds left in a three-point ball game. And that's going to send Alex Merrill to the line to shoot the 1-1. Weldon comes back in as Acklin had to go out. Merrill knocks down the free throw. Big one there, 12 points now for Alex Merrill. 58-54, Bears by four. Second one on the way is good. Merrill now with 13, and the Bears, actually, the Bears call timeout, 59-54, five-point ball game. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Hey, we are back here at Mammoth Spring High School. The crowd has not sat down for the last 4 or 5 minutes here from Mammoth Spring on the opposite side, the student section at least. This has been a good one. Both these teams have played hard. The Bears, though, their energy in this second half and effort and fight for the loose balls, and they have taken a five-point lead now with just a little over 30 seconds left to play. Eagles will come out with the basketball. 39 seconds exactly left on the clock. Bears want to try to finish this off. They're going to have to make free throws more than likely. I was really surprised to see Acklin take such a quick free throw on the other end of the floor. Don't know if he knew the clock. With the basketball, stretch out front. He's double teamed. Gives it to Lee. Down to 30 seconds to play. Stretch for three. Way outside, no good. Rebound by Flynn. Flynn gets it out, but there was a foul called. And I believe Zach Flynn is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. That's the 10th foul on the Eagles. What a great win confidence-wise this would be for the Mammoth Spring Bears. At the line, Zach Flynn sets for the first one. It's on the way, and it's good. Zach with 22 points. Makes it a two-possession, or actually almost a three-possession ball game if he can make this one. And he does. Seven-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Bears, 61-54. Stretch with the basketball, 23 seconds left to play. Bears trying to prevent the long one. Stretch takes it to the basket, gets an easy two, and we got a foul on the inbound. Bears will head back to the free throw line. 15 seconds left to play, Bears by five. Two-shot foul here for Alex Merrill. That foul on Stretch was his fourth. Merrill at the line here trying to put this one away. It's on the way, and it's good. Alex Merrill having a nice night. He's got 14. Zach Flynn leading the way with 23. Make it 15 now for Merrill. 13 points for Cole Young. Bears by 7. 13 seconds to play. Stretch with it. He's going to pass it back out to Weldon. He'll take the 3. That's on the way, no good. Daniels gets it. He'll put it up and in. Daniels having a nice night. He's got 22. And the Bears are going to win it. 63-58, your final score. Mammoth Spring Bears will advance into the championship game on Saturday, where they'll take on the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Bears with a big win here over the Liberty Eagles tonight. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to wrap this one up here in just a minute on Ecom Sports.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Student at Mammoth Spring School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations towards future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
And I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
Well, we are back here at Mammoth Spring High School. What a ball game. Coach Godwin joining me now. Coach, I thought the team's effort and just all-out heart in that second half really was the difference in this ball game.
I felt like things didn't go our way for about 3 quarters. And yeah. Constantly at halftime and in timeouts, and after that third quarter, I kept telling them, hey, good things happen to people who work hard. And I felt like our effort was good from the tip. Some unfortunate things happened to us. That credit to Liberty, man. They hit some tough shots tonight. And we turned it on the fourth, got hot. But like you said, I am so proud of these kids and their effort and their will to come back there. Well, we're down 14 at one time.
They were down 14 and come back, I mean, and win it by what? 63-58, five-point win. So that's a 19-point turnaround for the Bears there in the second half.
And it started with the defense. We turned up the pressure in the fourth quarter. We jumped out in our press and got some deflections and were very active there. But the credit goes to all these kids. They wanted it for each other. They wanted it for the school. They wanted it for their fans. And that's what they did. They came out and performed. But like I said, what I'm most proud of is the way they handled adversity tonight.
They did very well, like you said. What a balanced effort tonight. I looked at the scoring. You've got three players in double figure, another one right there at double figures with Lester with 9. But just balance all the way around. Your defense played – I mean, I thought defense was fantastic tonight against a very good, very athletic Liberty team.
Well, we constantly, the last 2 days, have talked about the rebounding category. And I'm a realist, and you're going to give up some boards just because they're so big and so athletic. But I thought overall we didn't do a bad job there.
No.
We were good enough to get the job done tonight. So we're going to enjoy this one tonight. We're going to prepare tomorrow, and we're going to come back and play Hillcrest in the finals on Saturday at 7:30.
All right, and we're going to be here to broadcast and look forward to it. Coach, good win. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate
you
guys.
All right, there you go. Mammoth Spring Bears coach Seth Godwin. After the victory here, Mammoth Spring winning in the semifinals, defeating the Liberty Eagles 63-58. Again, like he said, they'll play for the championship against Hillcrest on Saturday, 7:30. So we'll be here for both championship games Saturday. Mammoth Spring and Thayer in the girls' championship at 6, and then Mammoth Spring and Hillcrest in the boys' championship at 7:30. We're going to wrap things up here for Mammoth Spring High School in the Battle at the Border. Your Mammoth Spring Bear basketball brought to you by Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Hersey, Fred's Fish House in Mammoth Spring, Ozarka College, FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarks Medical Center, Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, and the Mammoth Spring School District. For Bear basketball, I'm Mike Robinson on Anywhere, Anytime, K Country 95.